Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Great people of Lagos, welcome to the last 1 hour of the Morning Crossfire for today. That's right, it's 6 minutes past the hour. It's a Friday morning. I am Sharif, nice to meet you. Open Mic Friday is what we do on Friday. That's because some of the issues that we must have discussed during the course of the week, or we didn't even talk about at all, and you'd like to share your thought on those stories or those topics or those events, feel free. It may not even be in the news, to be honest with you, but that's how we call it, open mic. Whatever it is you want to talk about, this is the time to get it going on the air. Feel free to call 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 277-2993, and 277-3993. For the ladies, you can call 01-465-7190. That is 01-465-7190. Or just call the smart number 0700-993-993-993 for the guys. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. We're live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. YouTube is Nigeria Info 99.3 as well. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Do not forget that Public Square returns to the radio later today, 4 o'clock. Later today, Public Square with Rotimi Sankore would return to the airwaves. Don't forget that. All righty. Now I'm going to head to the telephone. Let's start. 60 seconds, please. Morning to you.
Hello, Uncle Sharif.
Good morning, ma.
Good morning.
Yes, ma.
Yes, so Uncle Sharif, I'm so sorry. I don't know that the government are listening to our complaints sometimes. I told you about a certain place in Odogi. I don't want to mention my name for security for now.
Yeah.
That they use it to build a market.
That market, yes.
That place is a road.
Yes.
I told you it's a road.
Yes.
That in future times, government will come and destroy it.
Right.
Uncle Sharif, I don't believe you. After that day,
yeah.
3 days later, I saw people from Alaska, they came and demolished that place.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Now, that day, I shocked. I know that governments are listening to, but I'm begging that they should also listen to us and do our road too, please. I'm begging them.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sheriff is fine. Let's remove the uncle, eh? Thank you for calling me. Joy is here. Joy, hi. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hi, Joy.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yes. My open mind is on these people that collect money on the road when you are traveling. It's becoming very, very terrible.
Who are they? Police? Soldiers?
Armed men, plus local ones and the street guys, plus the ones that are just visible. Maybe there are some road parts of the road that are bad. And then some people, you have to go through some communities. So,
like, I've seen those.
Just stand there, put one kind of
yeah.
And be collecting money from everybody.
Yeah.
And then when you now leave there, like, Sheriff,
yeah.
I think you should block some people for security.
Yeah.
But, like, is this like you move from here, you pay, the driver is just, they're not checking anything, the driver will pay like 50 naira here. Then in the next 5 minutes, you're meeting another group of armed men, you turn another 50 naira, like, and on and on and on before you even get to where you're going. It's very terrible. Like, at this point, about all my respect for the police, you just mean, like, or members of the armed forces, or
yeah.
I don't know, the new servicemen.
Right. Look, you are right. You're correct about that. I've witnessed those before. And again, what I can say to that is, without wasting time of others, is that it's part of our culture of impunity, you know, in Nigeria. At every level that we feel that we have this power, we just want to use it to oppress others. It doesn't matter whether you're in government or not. I'm serious. At any level at all. That you just recognize that, Omo, I get this power to do this thing. Just want to oppress others. And it's sad. It's unfortunate, really. Let's speak to Prince Wires. Prince Wires, good morning to you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. My open mic today is about the executive order for executive order signed by Mr. President.
Right.
The one that removed tax for some goods. I really appreciate it. Maybe this is part of the politics we are talking about, but I am happy about it. I thank Mr. President for it. Secondly, the Nigerian Football Association, they were asking for retirement from Mr. President. Maybe they want to go on retirement. Why am I saying this? They were telling Falcon no allowances for them. Somebody, the people who is representing Nigeria, to take the rule of Nigeria to the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, no allowance for them. the legislator, the executive, the president, the governor, they were taking their own allowances, and people who represent the constitutional allowances for them. That's why I say, Mr. President, maybe to look to it and sack them outright. Finally, Mr. Sheriff, when you talk of security in Ibadan, to is the fastest day. When you talk of security, yes. I want the government to look what is going on in the Southeast. Mm. That a security is spent $3 trillion to tackle. Mm. But that's a single line, two sentences that can bring peace to that area. Mm. I want to appeal to Mr. President. Why can't we tackle in the Kano politically by releasing this man?
Thank you.
I appreciate it very dearly, because for a week now, nothing going on in the Southeast.
Yeah, for a week, yeah. You're right.
Nigeria.
You're right.
Please, Mr. Sheriff, use your medium to tell Nigeria to them, Mr. President, Prince Wise is calling him, appealing to him to please tackle Judge Fitzpatrick.
Thank you.
Good morning to you, sir.
Thank you. Prince Wise, thank you. Pastor Ladipo is here. Pastor Ladipo, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Odilegum. Sheriff, my open mic this morning is on the release of Abba Kyari. You see, sometimes in this country, we look as if our justice system as a compromise.
Just hold on. Hold on so I don't make you waste your credit and your time and effort. You know, I had explained this earlier when someone raised it. I think it was Joy. He's not out of prison. That one is another case entirely of asset declaration. The one for drugs and all of those things, you know, he's still in prison for those ones. So he can't get out. He's not going out. He's not going anywhere.
Okay. So the next open mic is this. It's about the insecurity in the Southeast. I wish all the governors, all the elected legislators, and every one of the political whatever they are in that state, let them come up together with one voice now. This thing is becoming something else. Sheriff, the last time I went to where it was last month or thereabouts. Sheriff, things are static in that place. Things are no longer moving.
I can imagine.
So these people should come together. They should even leave the president out of it first. Right. Are they telling us that these boys doing this thing, are they bigger than them? That is the question. Are they bigger than them? They should come together now if they know that this thing is also affecting them directly.
Right.
Most of them now have moved their events away from that Monday.
Pastor Ladipo, thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought with me. I appreciate it. Let me speak with Stella. Stella is in Festac. Hi, Stella. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Okay, my own concern is this manhole cover.
Stella, do something for everybody listening to you. Can you turn off your radio so we can hear you clearly?
Oh, sorry, please.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're fine now.
It's better now.
Okay. Manhole covers all around Lagos, even on Lagos Island, where we have high-end securities in front of high net worth companies. Manhole covers are missing, and you know the season we are in now, rainy season.
Yeah,
when it rains, it floods.
Oh yes,
and covers all those holes. No one knows where one will be in danger, falling, and becomes another story entirely.
That's right.
That's my concern.
And thank you for raising this. Let me loud for you. Let me loud for Lagos. I'm sure the government is aware because I'm kind of a person, maybe because of my position, let's put it that way. I kind of feel that government knows everything before you even say it. Like, because the people that work for government have people as well who live in our cities and our streets and everything. So the most likely, that's my feeling, like they most likely know. The question is whether there is that political will to attend to those issues that we raise every now and again. That these issues make it to the radio or to the TV or to social media. You get what I'm saying? Like, the issue of manhole covers didn't start today. In fact, I've spoken with a gentleman before who his advocacy is all about manhole covers, right? And that's because people steal this manhole cover to go and smelt and make money and all of those things. But if the government cannot catch those people, then the government would have the responsibility to provide other manhole covers to replace the ones stolen, right? That's on the part of the government. On the part of the inhabitants, look, these people are criminals. They don't just steal manhole covers alone. They steal your iron, your metal, your whatever it is, especially the ones that you put, you know, as drainage covers, even in front of your house. I have heard of a situation whereby these people even broke the concrete that was used to hold the iron down in front of somebody's house. They broke that concrete and went away with the iron cover. So these guys are criminals. What I'm trying to say is, at the community level as well, since we know that this is a trade for some people, then we need to mobilize. We need to know the people that they are selling this to. They can't be more than the iron whatever company that would be in that same vicinity, because trust me, it'll be... Yes, I do know that they move these things outside Lagos. I mean, if you've traveled, you know, a good number of times, you would have seen these huge trucks with scraps and everything, you know, loaded on top of it. Now, these are the kind of people that move these things out of Lagos. For some, they sell them within Lagos. Now, if communities can gather, can organize that, look, we have to put a stop to this thing, it will stop. It will stop. By and large, government, Lagos State government, I beg. Like Stella said, the manhole covers, you know what happened to a lady the other time. Let's not have a repeat of such incidents this year. It's traffic, is very graphic. It's not something that we want to be seeing on social media anymore, or even on our newspaper pages. We don't want to see those things. Let's get them covered and hand over that responsibility to the communities this time. I mean, formally, take them in. Let them take ownership of these things. So perhaps, except the ones on the bridges where, you know, yeah, it'd be hard for anybody to go and sleep on the bridge. I said they want to be monitoring manhole covers, right? And I'm spending time on this because lives depend on it. These things cause accident. They break tires. They cause damage to people. I mean, yeah. Whew. I'm heading back to the telephone now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please. Morning to you.
Yeah, God man, yeah.
Talk to me, please.
So my take is the European report, European Union report about the election not being fair and fair. Even a blind man can see that this election was not properly executed. So I don't know why people will go and start protesting and all that. So and that's why a lot of us, I don't think there's true reflection of what Nigerians really wanted. So if the European people are not like us, they will tell you the way it is. Not that they're what people tell lies. So I really don't understand. We don't become truthful in this nation, our problems can be solved. So that's just my take. It just really irritates me how people just stay in lies and expect change. Thank you.
Godman, thanks for calling me. If you're just tuning in, this is Open Mic Friday. Yes, I'm going to go to our live stream right now. Let's take some comments that have dropped on the live stream. Oladipupo Aziz on our Facebook Live says, my open mic is about youth taking drugs and doing cultism. What happened in Bariga Axis on Wednesday night? Three guys were killed and it's worrisome. Their activities, let police do something. That's Oladipupo Aziz. I didn't hear about that. Bariga is my hood. I didn't hear about that. John King says, I would like government to focus more on the flooding. Every time Cameroon opens their dam, the south, south, southeast, and southwest is always flooded. Can't we create a dam to which waters from Cameroon can be held? Are we going to keep praying to God for something that we can do with our own hand? That's John King's. Look, I completely share your idea. I think that there should be something we can do. This yearly ritual and sacrifice of our land, our water, sometimes our people to floods from the Lagdo Dam is really avoidable. It's avoidable. And successive governments have just feigned what is looking like ignorance as to the dangers of having this thing come in every year. It's disappointing on the part of the government. It's really disappointing. A government somewhere else would have said, look, enough is enough. Let's do some remedial things to make sure that this thing, it doesn't come in and displace people anymore. Yeah.
Well, thank you, my friend, for that. I'm going to go to Twitter now. Let's go take some tweets that have dropped. I have this one here from Jimmy Lomax. Jimmy Lomax says, in as much as protest is the fundamental right of every citizen, I suggest that those who protested at the EU should be lined up and asked what was in the EU's report. And if they fail, they should be wiped with USB cord on their neck. I hate nonsense. That's Jimmy Lomax who dropped that on Twitter. No violence. No violence on this page, on this radio. Miss Izumsu, I don't know. Let's just go with at Bank Sorry. Says, my open mic is about Yanoba. That place is now a deadly zone. Daylight, night robbery is now the order of the day. The police officers won't be found when these boys are perpetrating this act. In fact, my colleague was shot last weekend. The Nigerian Police Force, Lagos State Command. There you go. Yanoba area. Daytime, nighttime robbery is going on to the point that they even shoot people, according to this report. Please, let's do something about this as well. We can't surrender Lagos to miscreants and criminals, no matter how much or how many they are. They should be told that police is here. They should know, they should recognize that the police in Lagos is strong enough to tackle any insecurity challenges. Let's prove that to them. DO says the tax thing is only a pushback of the commencement of date to comply with the requirements of law. So the taxes are... DO, sorry. You don't disappear. I can't find you again, DO. Some new tweets dropped, sir. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for your thought. Let's take this call. Morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. Good morning to
Hello?
You. Yes, please. We can hear you.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning, ma'am.
How is everybody?
Very well, ma'am. Thank you.
Please, my open mic this morning is on drugs.
Okay.
Medicine are very, very costly. And you cannot even see it.
Oh, pharmaceutical drugs.
You are using the doctor said that you should go and buy. Like me, I'm using eye drop. My husband went everywhere yesterday. You couldn't see something that I used to buy 4,000. The one he saw is 10,000.
Oh,
I don't know. Is it
wow.
because of the foreign exchange or what? I don't know what is happening. The government should help us. I don't know. And without using all these drugs being prescribed for somebody,
yeah.
I don't know what is the next thing I'm going to do. I'm not happy.
I get your frustration, really.
They should help us. And the next thing I want to talk, please, if President Tinubu is appointing ministers, there are young men and women.
Brilliant ones.
All those old politicians that have been on that post since 1994. He should... Like now, Mr. Sherry.
I know.
You're a young guy. You're a young
yes,
man. If they give you minister
I know
for
what.
Information,
I know
you
what.
Will do it well.
I know what. I say I know what.
Please, I need young men and women in the cabinet so that they will do well for us. This is my text this morning.
Thank you so much for sharing it.
God bless you.
You too, Madam Joy. Thanks for calling me. 8:25. Lawrence, I am not sure I can speak with you. I'm really sorry. My next break is here, and I wouldn't want to interrupt you, okay? Blair Anya on Twitter says, I agree with Pastor Ladipo on the Southeast. The thugs aren't bigger than the governors. They should come together and do something about it. It's extremely frustrating to see and how people feel helpless there. It's really frustrating, and it's disheartening. It's disheartening. Seen a couple of videos these past days and come on, man. Adekunbi Moses says, please let Lagos State Government do something about Agbero. In this state, if they fail, we are sitting on a keg of gunpowder. That's Adekunbi Moses on YouTube live stream. I have another one here from April 7. It says, it's high time the Lagos State Government improve on security and install CCTV cameras in strategic areas so as to catch criminals red-handed. When they know they are being monitored and caught, they will stop. Okay, April 7. Lagos, we're going to go out now. Let's take this break. Open Mic Friday is what we're on right now. So we'll step aside, take this break, and be back. Stay here, please.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Open Mic Friday. Lagos, good morning to you. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the last 20 minutes or so of the show this Friday. Let's start with some messages that have dropped. We have quite a number of them here. This person says, my open mic is about what is going on in this country. We ordinary Nigerians are suffering so much. What is the government doing? Sharif, please help us ask government what is going on. That's Felix from Ibeshe who sent this here. Felix, thank you. On Monday, I would love to hear how you're coping. On Monday, I would really love to hear, you know, that. And for those who would like to help one or two people as well, there will be opportunity to extend that help to such people on Monday. Sada from Ikorodu says, my open mic is, why is the president wasting time to introduce some taxes like... Sada is not serious, though. Sada is a very unserious person. He's talking about taxes like wife, husband tax, single tax, children tax, dressing tax. So let's leave it there. Sada is just messing around. We're going to take this one, then we go back to the telephone. Okpela from Agor says, my open mic today is on VAT tax. This government is introducing into all sectors. They should remember that it's the poor masses that will suffer for all these policies. I pray we don't get there. But time would come that even to eat one square meal a day will be by God's grace. Well, thank you for sharing. I'm back to the telephone now. Please turn off your radio. Please turn off your radio. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes,
I'm only calling from Ikeja.
Welcome.
Yeah, my own open mic is on the high cost of living. Sharif, I don't even know how to put it. Things are so expensive.
Yeah.
I went out yesterday to buy yam. I picked a tuber of yam.
Yam.
I was told 4,500. Very small. You know now, yams, they are dry.
Yeah.
Small yam, 4,500. How many will I buy that will be enough for my family? The cost of living is too much. They should please help us. You can't buy tomatoes. I bought three carrots for 700. Small thing.
Whoa.
For 700 naira.
Whoa.
I don't know how we're going to... I don't even know how we're going to survive. Thank you.
To be honest with you, you've said the right thing. You've said the reality, unfortunate reality of many Nigerians, and that's the way it is. And when you said yam, I was like, yam of all food, yam ke. It's only rich people that eat yam now. Sapi from Agor says, my open mic today is on the high cost of transporting goods from rural areas to the cities. To bring one bag of garri from Edo or Warri to Lagos will cost you not less than 10,000 naira. So how much do we expect them to sell it? A full stop will continue to be expensive unless the government do something about transportation. Thank you, Sapi. Appreciate your thought on open mic today. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
I don't mind my brother.
Yes, please. Welcome.
My open mic is on those who went to Abuja to go and protest on in EU office. These are people who are hungry and who are going on hunger. You know the kind the crisis that in this country today. I don't know what we want in this country. Until Igbo man, Yoruba man, Hausa man agree on one terms and condition, this country will never make headway. Because those that are protesting probably now are particular from the APC side, which campaign, maybe because they feel that the president is on their own side. But they are suffering too. I don't know what's wrong with this company. Maybe you share them to Twitter and they go ahead and carry placards. You came, you invite them, they say the election. Even the blind man know that what election we did this year is totally fraud. What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything.
That is my take.
Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sharif.
Yes, please.
Good morning, all.
Yes, we can hear you.
Now.
Please go on.
Let's go. More beer. Yeah, TP. More G-Shelf for any. Hey. We that is selling food, actually, if you see how we walk around in my store before I will get things that I want to sell.
Oh.
As if I'm looking for who I'm going to instruct money for. Sometimes you go with a certain amount, you just be looking, how am I going to cope? You cannot buy anything with it. And when you come on, people want you to sell the food full in that place.
Sheriff,
it is well, Nigeria, it is well.
But what's business like? What's patronage like?
I'm selling food. You're in general school, primary school.
Okay.
And sorry, you know, some people will even bring 15 naira. They want to buy rice. Yeah. Will I say no? We just the raw farm. Maybe like say they go, they work.
I understand. I mean, business must go on.
I can't just, I don't know. And if you stop not to sell, how are you going to feed your own family?
Right.
I'm a widow. That is why I feed my own family too.
Right.
I can't just stop not to sell that food. It's helping me. But as it stands now, we are not seeing the gain. Before you buy tomatoes, before you join everything together.
Yeah.
Something maybe you are seeing 2,000 a day, you hardly see 700 or 500. So do adjust yourself, no, they come out again.
There's no money to do adjust now.
It is your sheriff.
Thank you for sharing your thought on Open Mic Friday today. I'm going to head now. Let's go to WhatsApp. Let's take this comment from WhatsApp. This person says, on Open Mic today, this is my take. You people should please leave the round table the way it was when it first debuted. Let Lagos have their own round table and pilot the discussion themselves, because the last one I did not enjoy it at all. I wasted my time listening to Port Harcourt and Abuja people. Let everybody stay station. Let every station run their own round table show, program, or jaw. And it says, not other stations connecting. Okay. I think I get your point. Yellow CC from Suleri. Yellow CC, thank you for sharing your thought. Okay. I have another one here, Open Mic from Oluwaseyi in Ogun State. Oluwaseyi says, Open Mic is to appeal to Ogun State Governor Prince Dakpo. Okay. I think I've taken this earlier, so there's no need to repeat it. There's no need to repeat it. Although you sent it back again, but then there's no need to repeat it. Sunday from Songo says, government should do something about the road at Ileipo and the refuse dump beside it. It's health hazards. Okay, Sunday, thank you. Nigeria, Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Chris, good morning to you.
Okay, my name is Godfrey. My Open Mic today, happy to hear that Bariga has your neighborhood.
That's where I grew up.
So I'm really happy that I have this opportunity to really appeal to the government. You know, there's the Bagada Church down to Unilag Road.
Yeah.
Through Bariga has been under construction for maybe 1 or 2 years.
I heard they finished that road now. Are they still doing it?
They haven't.
Oh.
Just try and take it right, you know, through that road. It's a mess. They've done something. The project, you know, has progressed, but it's in sections, and it appears that the project has been abandoned. I don't know the contractor. He's making life very terrible for those of us who ply that road.
Right.
And to make it worse, you know, going through Bariga Market, it's a mess. Traders everywhere can't go through that road, and that road is so strategic. Connecting Oroshoki, Bagada.
Yeah, but you know they've done that Bariga Market side. They've done it.
Yes,
one side of the road only,
but the other side has been completely abandoned, and it's even turned to like a gully, you know, like a gutter, very 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 large gutter. On the other side,
it's a long stretch.
It just appeared that the contractor had abandoned the road. That's
right.
I'm looking at it, and for the last for almost like 6 months now, nothing has happened on that road. And even the session that they completed had not started to deteriorate.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Please, if it's possible, try and appeal to the government of Lagos State. They need to go back to that road. It's very strategic.
I know. That road is very... Thank you, my friend. That road is very important, actually. And it's very long. Very, very long. I know that they've done both lanes at the market, around that market, right from New Garage, you know, down to that area. They've done that. Well, it's yet to be completed. I agree. It's yet to be completed, especially that area. But stretching from Bariga bus stop down to, I don't know anything about. In fact, what I heard the last time was that it's been done. That's what I heard. And I was really happy when I heard that it's been done. Straight to Unilag. That's what I heard. Now I'm hearing that it's not been done. Yeah. Lagos State government, I don't know what's delaying it, but we've started already. Let's get it done. That road is very strategic. Yeah, very strategic. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't even want to call before, but somebody said something that why would they not employ young people to serve in this country? The person was making reference of employee, and I said, is this person in Nigeria? Why would they employ you? Whose son are you? Is it not their children they are employing?
Mm-hmm.
Would they want to employ you? No. Because they know that you're going to do the right thing. They rather employ their own, who will listen to them, do whatever it is they want, whether right or wrong. Nobody gives a common man opportunity to perform what they know in Nigeria. It is either them and their children or their next generation. Why?
And that's unfortunate.
Would they employ you?
That's unfortunate. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought. 8:48. Let me take this message here. This person says, sincerely, I don't... my open mic Friday is about the man that called on this station early April, that he was cured. He cured diabetes with herbs. Please, Sheriff, kindly send his phone number. This guy. Yeah, she's saying, I don't have anybody's phone number. What are you talking about? Raheem. I don't have anybody's phone number. Why would I have anybody's phone number? The calls I'm picking, I don't even see numbers. You know, yeah. So I don't have anybody's phone number, to be honest with you. Yeah? Sorry, yeah. Sorry, my friend. Nigeria, Ifa, good morning to you.
Hello, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Sherry, my open mic this morning is about this eastern part of Nigeria.
Okay.
You know, they say that they are killing themselves. Why can't the Tinubu government listen and come? Let's see whether they will still be killing themselves. Sheriff, this thing is very serious in part of the eastern Nigeria.
Yeah.
Why can't they release this man? Let peace reign in this our country. That's my open mind.
Okay. Thank you for sharing it. It's 8:49. Let's take this one here. Good morning to you.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Andy, sorry, coming from Ulysses.
You're welcome, Mr. Andy.
Yeah. In the morning, I think somebody called about Consumer Protection Council.
You know, he called about FCCPC.
Okay. But I want to know, can somebody take all this rule that NEPA is giving a estimated bill, can they take it to Consumer Protection Council so that they will...
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Okay, because it's just too much. People that don't have a prepaid meter in their house, the kind of bill they are giving them, without minding, is just a very wicked act.
Yes, you can. You can. You can take it up with the FCCPC, yeah?
I think they should just do that.
Yes, you can. Morning to you, Mr. Andy. Thanks for calling me, okay? Let me go now. Go take some comments on our live stream. We have some comments that I've dropped on the live stream this morning. We're going to start with this one here from Elizabeth. Elizabeth says, my open mic is on Facebook. It's on Facebook. Elizabeth says, my open mic is about the road of Magboro. The road is very bad. And at this rainy season, people are not finding it funny coming out of the express on a daily basis. In fact, a woman in her first trimester, you know, can have a miscarriage with the way the road is. Wow. That's really bad then. It's really, really bad. Magboro Road. Is it federal or...
well, Lagos State will know better. If it's federal, Lagos, we can still do some remedial work to put it in motorable condition. Yeah, I think so. If it's state, please do something about it. Yeah. Let's go to TalkWest message. TalkWest says, my open mic is on Lagos State University Teaching Hospital, Louvre, School of Basic Dental Nursing and Polaris Bank Limited. TalkWest, I've taken this severally today, so I'm going to stop here. Let's not abuse the opportunity. I've taken it severally. Shagun Oladimeji says, that woman that said they can call you. You feel she leave woman, you know. I said, I know they do. Let's go. Let's take one or two calls. I'm looking at the time and what I have got here. Let's see who is here. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Nigerian Info.
Good morning, sir. It's Nigeria Info.
My open mic this morning is about increasement of school fees.
Okay.
In federal universities.
Okay.
That they should please consider us. Know that the lecturers are not collecting money. They are not collecting money like senators and the House of Rep.
Mm.
They should please help us, especially we that our children in federal university is managing. We are struggling to survive.
In the midst of it all.
In the midst of it all.
We talk to inform.
Talking about politicians, I have a story on Knox Trail closure of broadcast stations by Zamfara government.
Be part of the conversation round the clock.
See guys, everything is interwoven.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk.
Well, how goes it, the city of Lagos? Whatever it is on your end, I'm pretty sure I have just the news to brighten your day. Now, it's oneplay.ng who are seeking the opportunity to just brighten your day by putting anything between 25K to a million naira. And all you have to do is pick up your...
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not